Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning. It is Monday, July the 10th, 2023, 16 minutes past the hour, 65 degrees and sunny skies here in the Marion area. And we are off and running on what I think is finally a normal Monday morning, heading off on here on a normal week. You know, we had so much fun at the fair last week, but we did 15 hours of broadcast from the fair on top of the 15 hours we normally do, or that I normally do on the air each week. So 30 hours of broadcast last week. I hope you enjoyed it. We had a lot of fun. And once again, I think I said this Friday night, but I want to thank everybody who came on the show. It was truly an amazing experience, and I certainly do appreciate that. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about Friday, because I really haven't had much of a chance to talk about what happened Friday at the fair. Now, Friday afternoon, we got to the fair at about 3 o'clock, 2:30, 3 o'clock. Matt and I were both there. And we did not go on live that night until 6 o'clock. So I was kind of walking around and just seeing if there was anything interesting, any guests that would be interesting, so on and so forth. And I was walking in one of the back halls of the Veterans Memorial Coliseum. So I'm walking in one of the back halls, and all of a sudden, I hear music. I hear girls' voices singing a Taylor Swift song. And it sounded like a few girls singing this song, but they were singing it word for word. All the girls were in harmony as they were singing this song. So I had to walk around and see this, because I find Taylor Swift fascinating, to be honest with you, because people pay $1 billion to go see this girl. She sells out stadiums. It's hard to get a ticket. There's just something going on right now with Taylor Swift. She's the new thing. So I go around the corner, and there are these girls just in a, they're probably between, I would say, 13 and 16. And there they are, just in the corridor of the Veterans Memorial Coliseum. And they're all singing Taylor Swift, word for word. So I said, you know, this is something interesting. So I went and found Matt, and I said, Matt, you got to listen to this. And he went back there and listened to it. And he said, yeah, that's good. That's very interesting. And I said, we need to put that on the air some way. Well, the girls were not going to be there until 6 o'clock when we were going to go on the air, and there was really no way to tape anything to put it on the radio. So what we ended up doing was making a video of the girls singing. Now, that was a little problematic, because we made it in the Veterans Memorial Coliseum, kind of down there in the bowels of the Coliseum, where everything was echoing, and it was kind of dark down there because there's no lighting back there. So I went back to Matt after we taped it, and I said, how does that video look? And he said, well, it's kind of dark, and everything's kind of echoing. I said, well, we need to go outside and shoot this where there's daylight and where it's not going to echo. So then we got the idea, well, let's go down and see our friend Buckeye Guy. So the girls and Matt and I all went down, walked down to Buckeye Guy. And we shot this video. And there was no preparation for this video at all. It basically was just, hey, Buckeye Guy, these girls are going to sing a Taylor Swift song. And we're going to put you in the video, and I'm going to introduce them, and this is how it's going to go. So I introduced them. I step out of the picture. Buckeye guy stays in the picture with the two girls singing the Taylor Swift song. And all of a sudden, Buckeye guy starts to dance with them and do the hand motions. And we got the whole thing on video, and we're going to have to release that at some point, because to me, it was absolutely hilarious. It was just one of the most fun experiences we had at the fair last week, and we had a lot of fun experiences at the fair last week. Now, on top of that, the broadcast we did on Friday night, 6 to 8 p.m. from the Marion County Fair, came out fantastically well. We had great guests. I believe everybody who was at the fair for the station was there. Linda Sims showed up. Pastor Craig was there. Matt Morgan was there. Sean Kraft was there. I was there. And we interviewed a gentleman from Forever Cookware. We had Kerrigan stop by, who gave a great interview. And Pastor Craig went and bought us all deep-fried Twinkies. So everybody there tried a deep-fried Twinkie. Sean, Linda, myself, Linda's husband, Matt, Kerrigan, Pastor Craig himself. We all tried the deep-fried Twinkie, and pretty much everybody gave it a thumbs up except Sean. For some reason, he did not like it. But we just had the best time. And I was talking to Matt after it was all over. And he said, you know, I have not had that much fun in a long time. Now, this is a 19-year-old boy. That's how much fun we had at the fair last week. It just could not have been better. I've covered a lot of fairs, but we had fun. And I hope you had fun listening to us. Now, I do know on Thursday night when we had George Kasotis and Mary Ellen Withrow on and the almost amazing Rex and Dana and that whole broadcast, there was some connection problems. Now, here's how we're going to remedy that, because I did tape everything on my end. On Thursday morning, I will not be live on Thursday, because Thursday's my 8-week checkup. So, on Thursday morning, what we're going to do, instead of doing a live show here, because I will not be doing a live show, is we're going to replay that 2-hour broadcast with Mary Ellen and George Kasotis and the almost amazing Rex and Dana and Pastor Craig and Matt and everybody who was there that night. It's 2 hours long, so it'll fill the morning spot. We're going to replay that show on Thursday morning from 8:15 until 10 a.m. So if you didn't hear that show, it will be on Thursday morning from 8:15 until 10 a.m., so don't miss that for love nor money, because we had a tremendous time doing that particular program. So the fair was great. What more can you say? We had a lot of fun. It's an exhausting week because you have to go over to the fair every day, and you have to do the show, and you end up doing 30 hours of broadcasting, but when you look back at it, you say, wow, we just had a lot of fun. And we certainly did. And I thank everybody who was involved at the fair. And I also thank Adam Lepp for getting those fair broadcasts up on the website very quickly after they were done so people could listen to them. So thank you for that, Adam. And we're off and running on another week here. Now, you're here on a good morning this morning because there's a lot of stuff I want to talk about this morning. Because with the fair going on last week, I didn't have a whole lot of time to talk about certain things. Now, I think I did talk about this one day last week, but now I can elaborate a little bit. I got a message last week that the host of a show called My Hometown Horrors, Miranda Hundley, wanted me to be on her show. She was doing a show on the Gypsy Queen, and apparently, when I spent the night in St. Mary's Cemetery 14 years ago, this has become part of that story. It's in a book, it's on a website, something like that. So she tracked me down and said, you know, can I interview you for my program? And I said, sure, that's fine. I'll be glad to do it. So one day last week, I think it was Wednesday, after we were done at the fair, I went over to the studio and did an interview with Miranda and ended up going over to the Gypsy Queen grave. She'd never been there. We went over to the St. Mary Cemetery and did all that. And she taped everything she needed. And the episode came out this morning, I believe. So it's online. If you want to go to my social media page and take a look at My Hometown Horrors, you will see the Gypsy Queen episode. And she did a great job of editing that. So it's a good thing. If you want to know about the Gypsy Queen, you'll learn a lot. And she put a lot of material in there. And it's only about 7 or 8 minutes long. So it's good, and you see me in there doing my thing, telling my part of the story. It's a good video, and it really informs people on the Gypsy Queen here in Marion. So thank you, Miranda, for having me on the program, and I was glad to see the episode out and all the good things that go along with it. Now, beyond that, now the next two things. Well, let me tell you this real quick. On Saturday, after being at the fair all week, I think everybody was kind of fared out. And on Saturday, I decided to go over to Bucyrus to Baker's Pizza. Had dinner over there. Always good to go over to Baker's Pizza. And then we went down to the Crawford County Courthouse. And what's interesting, does anybody remember the story in 2017... when the head of Colonel Crawford, the statue down at the Crawford County Courthouse was chopped off, and the great people of Bucyrus got a new statue together and put a new statue up on the Crawford County Courthouse. And it looks great, but I'd never seen it, so I went down there and took some pictures and did a little bit of video down there. Talking about what happened back in 2017, but I'd never been there, and I'll tell you, that Crawford County Courthouse is kept in great condition. It's just right around the corner from Baker's Pizza. They keep that thing in tremendous condition, and I was so glad to finally get over there and see the statue and the repairs that they had made on that. I don't know if they ever caught the person who took the head off or not. You know, I'm guessing that was one of those pranks, but who really knows? Then we came back to Marion on Saturday night, stopped at Dairy Queen, got an Oreo Blizzard, what else would you get, and decided to go over to the Harding home. Now, I had not been to the Harding home for quite a while, but just kind of looked around. It was a very nice night on Saturday. They keep the grounds very nice there at the Harding home. And it got me to thinking again about the dog collar, the Laddie Boy dog collar, which we have went over many times here on this station. Well, something occurred to me on Saturday night when I was there. And this is one of the big things that I want to talk about this morning. Okay, now here's the deal. Now, as many of you know, if you're just tuning in, let me give you a little background on this. Back in 2012, Laddie Boy's dog collar was stolen from the Harding home. Nobody knows why. We've never had any leads on this. We really don't know why it happened. But in any event, somebody put a ladder on the building in the middle of the night, broke a window. The only thing they took was Laddie Boy's dog collar, and that was kind of the story, and it was pretty well dead for about 9 years. Then one day, I was approached. I was talking about it on the air here, and I was approached by somebody in the grocery store who said, I want to put up a $1,000 reward for the return of that dog collar. And I said, that's great. And the person said, the only thing is you can never tell anybody who I am putting up the reward. And I said, well, that's fine. That's an interesting little caveat to this whole story. So I went on the air and said, there's $1,000 now being offered for the return of the dog collar. And that story went nationwide, and unfortunately, we did not hear anything about the dog collar. So a few months passed, actually, probably about a year passed, and we really didn't do anything more with it. And again, I ran into this person again in the grocery store, and they said, well, what if we offer up the reward from $1,000 to $5,000? But they have to turn it in before the end of the year. And I said, okay, let's give that a shot. So I came back on the air and said, the reward has been up from $1,000 to $5,000, and it has to be returned before the end of the year. And nothing happened. No movement at all at that point either. It got front page coverage on the Marion Star, but nothing really changed. And so that was that. So then, after the first of the year, I got to thinking, well, maybe the problem is that people think they're going to be prosecuted. Maybe that's the problem. So I had Prosecutor Ray Grogan and Police Chief Jay McDonald on the program, and they both said they got together and they talked. They said the statute of limitations, it's been 11 years at this point, has probably expired, and that if the dog collar was returned, there would be no prosecution from the Marion County Prosecutor's Office, and there would be no charges from the Marion City Police. So it was free and clear. Literally, at that point, the person who stole the dog collar could walk in, say, here's the dog collar, and collect $5,000. And that's kind of where it was left. Now, I don't think that the prosecutor and the police chief saying that no charges were going to be pressed ever got any press. So beyond listening to it on the radio, I really don't know how far that story got. So basically, that happened early in the year. The last 6 months, I've been thinking, well, and a lot of people have called in and said, well, maybe the problem is people don't know that the reward went up to $5,000 because people don't get the Marion Star anymore. And maybe people don't know that the prosecutor and the police chief are not going to press any charges, so on and so forth. And I've been thinking about that, too, and I thought, well, what can we do? What can we do to try one last time to make this happen? So, I'm over at the Harding home on Saturday, and I got to thinking while I was at the Harding home that this, and because I've had the fair on the mind for the last month or so, getting ready for the fair, doing the fair, so on and so forth. So maybe this was serendipitous. I'm over at the Harding home on Saturday, and I'm thinking, you know, we had all this 100-year talk back in 2020 when Harding was elected. It was the 100-year anniversary of that. And when he took office, there was the 100-year anniversary of that. I think that was in 2021. But there was not a lot of celebration because the pandemic was going on at that time. So things just kind of rolled on by. Well, I thought, well, what other anniversaries do we have when it comes to President Harding? Well, really, the only one we have is the last day he was in office, and unfortunately, he died in office. So, really, the only anniversary now is the 100th anniversary of his death. Now, I know what you're saying, Scott. When is the 100th anniversary of President Harding's death? Well, the 100th anniversary of President Harding's death is August the 2nd, 2023, because President Harding died on August the 2nd, 1923. So, the 100th anniversary, this being July the 10th, is coming up in 23 days. So, here's what I got to thinking. And I can't lay this out when it comes to the dog collar, but here's the deal. We know no prosecution is going to happen. We know that there is a reward. Not sure of the amount right now, and I'm going to talk about that in a second. So, and we know that the 100th anniversary of President Harding's death is coming up, and we're going to do something special on August the 2nd to commemorate this. So that all being said, here's the deal. Now, I'll have to communicate at some point with the person. Now, they can call me during the break, or we can talk out in public like we have before. But here's the deal. I thought, And people can come with me on this or not. What if, because there is no prosecution, and we can finally add that to the story, for some reason, for this reason, why don't we say, okay, on the 100th anniversary of Harding's death, August the 2nd, for that day, maybe that day and the day before, maybe 2 days, if, or maybe the week before. I don't know. I'm going to get your input on this in a second. You're going to have to give me a call. 7 days before, leading up to that day, whatever, we're going to offer a reward. Now, it can be $1,000, it can be $5,000. Who? Maybe the reward can be upped. I don't know, for that particular day. Maybe people can contribute to that reward. It doesn't just have to be one person. That's up to the listening audience. But if we were able to go out within the next week and say, listen, here's the deal. We've been looking for this dog collar for 11 years. This is the last week. It's the week. It's the centennial of President Harding's death. If you return it during that week, you will get such and such an amount of money, whatever that ends up being, and you will get no prosecution, no arrest, nothing. Now, that might make the story a bigger story because it ties in with the death of President Harding, the centennial. And maybe that'll do it. I don't know. Now, that's just my idea. And I thought of it over the weekend when I was at the Harding home. Now, my question is to you, what do you think? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Because I certainly think that would be an event of publicity. Knowing it's only 7 days, knowing that it coincides with President Harding's date of his death, whatever the reward amount ends up being, you know, that's, who knows, it might be a lot of money. I don't know. Like I say, we'll have to talk about that as time goes on, if people think that's a good idea. The getting the word out, the publicity, would probably be better. But it would be a last-ditch attempt to try to get this thing back. Now, again, what are people's feeling on this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And it might be something interesting to do to celebrate, commemorate the 100th anniversary of the death of President Harding coming up on August the 2nd. So if anybody has any thought, feel free to give me a buzz here, 38 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. That is my thought when it comes to the President Harding Laddie Boy dog collar mystery, which has been going on now, I think this month, because I think it was stolen in July, that now has been going on for 11 years, was stolen in 2012. And again, I really do believe that if people know there's a good reward out there, people are driven by money these days. I also do believe that the more people know, the more people who do know that they're not going to be prosecuted, has to be a good thing. And I don't know what the reward amount would be by the time we get to that point. Maybe it'll be $1,000, maybe it'll be $5,000, maybe it'll be more just for that 7-day period. I don't know. But this is what I'm saying. This is the idea, and if anybody has any thoughts, 39 minutes past the hour here, let me know. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Because on this whole thing, my contention has always been that I don't think that the dog collar was ever destroyed. And it's only been 11 years, so I even doubt that the person is dead. I would find it hard to believe, because somebody had to climb a ladder. And I would think that anybody who can climb a ladder in the middle of the night that fast is probably dead at this point, being it's only been 11 years. My guess is they probably either don't know that the reward's been up to $5,000, or they don't know that the prosecutor and the police chief have both said they will not prosecute. So, coinciding with the centennial of Harding's death, coming up in less than a month here. Do you think this is a good idea for a last-ditch attempt to try to get Harding's dog collar back? 740-751-4038. Now, I know we've talked an awful lot about this on this station. Does anybody feel this would be a positive idea? Would this be something that would generate publicity, which is really what we need in this particular case? I don't know. And we can even add to this as the time gets closer, because we have till August the 2nd. So really, if you backdate that a week, the week would actually start on July 26th. So we still have a little over 2 weeks to get this together to have this happen. But again, I'm asking for any input from the audience this morning, because I find it fascinating. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz if anybody's got any input on the whole Harding dog collar situation. All right. Now we're going to move on. And again, if anybody thinks of anything, feel free to give me a buzz. Now here's the other thing this morning. You know, I can't even imagine I have to get into this again, but weird stories, here's the deal. Let me just start. You've heard me go on about this flower pot. I've been talking about this flower pot for probably a little over 2 weeks ago that was stolen off my porch. Well, we have a new development in this case. And I'm telling you, things just get stranger and stranger. Okay. Here is the story from beginning to end, and then I have my new evidence to throw out there for you. About 2 years ago, I'm planting a garden outside, and the garden is not growing very well. The tomato plants are not growing very well. So at one person, a friend of mine says, hey, why don't we try to take the plant out of the ground and put it in this big flower pot and see if it'll grow? Well, we did that. It didn't work. But the flower pot was left at my house. It's one of those big flower pots. So after all that, I think I put the flower pot in the garage. But then last year, I ended up putting the flower pot out on the porch. And there's nothing in this flower pot except soil and maybe a weed growing. There was never anything put in the flower pot. So it's out on the porch, the flower pot, for probably a year. And nobody ever did anything. Nobody ever bothered it. Nothing ever happened. Well, then, on June 29th, it was later in the evening, probably 10 o'clock, I go outside, and I notice on the porch that something's missing. And I thought, what is missing out here? Well, I looked around, and the flower pot is gone. So I went back because I had some pictures. Because when I did the garden on June the 10th, I took a picture of the front of the house. Well, on June the 10th, in the picture, the flower pot is still there. Well, then later that week, somebody came and landscaped my yard. Now, I still don't know who did that. They mulched in front of my house. They took out some weeds and some little bushes that were no longer any good. They went in front of my garage. They did my walkway. They did in front of my tree. They mulched everything, made it look great. So I took a picture of that. Now, that was June the 15th. In that picture, the flower pot is gone. So somewhere between June the 10th and June the 15th, the flower pot disappeared. Stolen, maybe picked up by the person whose flower pot it originally was. I don't know. But my point when I brought this up on June the 29th, when I realized it was gone, and by June the 29th, it had already been gone over 2 weeks. When I brought this up on June the 29th, I said, I don't understand this, because why would somebody want to steal it? And if the person whose flower pot it was came back and got it, why wouldn't they say that? Why wouldn't they say, hey, I'm coming to get the flower pot? or, hey, I got the flower pot. Never heard anything. Well, last week at the fair, I ran into somebody who knew the person whose flower pot it was, and basically was informed that that person did not come get the flower pot, which is what I've kind of always figured happened, but apparently did not. So now I'm thinking, well, the flower pot was just stolen, and that's very odd that somebody would steal a flower pot. Okay, well, that's all the old news. Here's the new news. Again, as if things could not get any stranger. And I remember saying that if somebody came and got this flower pot and didn't tell me, it was a character flaw, because at some point, didn't they realize I was going to notice that the flower pot was gone? I mean, I would think somebody would notice that. Well, now I have to erase all that, because on Saturday, I had stopped home probably 2 o'clock in the afternoon before I went over to the fair to grab some papers and things we needed for the fair that night. So at 2:30, everything's as normal as it could be. I come home, I stop, I get my papers, I go to the fair. Well, went to the fair, went back to the studio, did the Friday night show, and then went out and had dinner after the show. So I did not get home Friday night until well after 11 o'clock. So I'm coming home Friday night, and it's after 11 o'clock, and I pull into the driveway, and of course it's dark outside. So I pull into the driveway, and I notice there's something sitting on the porch. There, something colorful. But I couldn't really see what it was because it was dark. So I pull into the garage, I go into the house, I go out on the front porch, and there is the flower pot. The flower pot returned, and not only has the flower pot returned, but it's filled with beautiful orange and yellow flowers. Fake flowers, but flowers. Very good-looking fake flowers. And this is a big flower pot filled with orange and yellows and all kinds of things and something in the middle. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful arrangement. So now the flower pot's back and it's filled with beautiful fake flowers. And it's good that it's fake flowers because I would kill real flowers. But just beautiful colored flowers. And the flower pot's back on July the 7th. Now, I think it's interesting that nobody's telling me who did this. A matter of fact, somebody's obviously doing very good deeds for me. Mulching the yard, doing this with the flower pot. I don't know if it's the same person or not. But the fact that they're not telling me to get credit, I think that's very, very noble. But now I have to eat my words on the whole flower pot situation, because the flower pot has returned. And not only did it returned full of flowers. So the flower pot saga, I guess, comes to an end at this point. I don't even know what to say, because I complained for 2 weeks. Well, maybe it was just a week. It seemed like 2 weeks. But I complained for a week about this flower pot being gone. Back full of flowers, and I have no idea who did it. No note, no heads up, but here it is. So there you go. The news of the morning: the flower pot has returned, and how all this happens, I have no idea. So in any event, the phone lines are open on that one as well here this morning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, none of this makes a bit of sense when you think about it. And again, I thank whoever did it. But And again, I think I admire the fact that nobody is taking credit for it. Because that's a truly selfless person who is doing these nice acts. They're clearly not doing it to get credit. And I don't know why they're doing it. I don't know why they're doing it for me. But I certainly do appreciate it. And what more can I say? The flower pot's back. So I guess the end result is the flower pot was not stolen. And now not only has it been returned, it's been returned with all kinds of flowers in it. So there you go. Phone lines are open here this morning. Anybody got any thoughts on that? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I tell you, some days you just don't know. Oh, by the way, and I did want to quickly mention this. I forgot to mention this last week, but Saturday was the birthday of Kathy Evers, who is the eldest daughter of Charlie and Jeannie Evers. So, Kathy, I hope you had a great birthday on Saturday, and I'm sure your dad was looking down on you and smiling. It was one of those birthdays with a zero in it. So, Kathy, one of the nicest people I ever met as well. Just a very, very, very nice person. Like I said, I got to visit with Jeannie last week and her friend Ron, and they are very nice people. Had a great conversation and got to visit with Amy and Tim, Roston, Charlie's other daughter. Very, very, very nice people. And Kathy's a great lady. And I didn't get to see a whole lot of Kathy because she lives down in Columbus, the Columbus area. But I hope she had a great birthday, and I hope everything was terrific. So, that's that story. Happy belated birthday to Kathy. Now, that's my story this morning. That's all I got. Now, does anybody have anything to say in regard to any of that or anything else this morning? Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. From the stolen flower pot returning on Friday night, full of flowers, to the anniversary of Harding's death coming up on August the 2nd, and possibly another shot at trying to get the dog collar back. Does anybody have any advice, thoughts, input on any of this? Now, this is hometown stuff here, hometown radio to be sure. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz, and we can discuss any of that. Or is there anything going on in your world, anything on your mind this morning that you would like to discuss? Heaven knows we have a lot to discuss this morning. Again, the girl singing Taylor Swift in the hallway. The My Hometown Horrors episode is now up with Miranda Hundley that I took part in with the Gypsy Queen. The flower pot returning on Friday full of flowers. The Harding dog collar maybe taking one last stab at this as we approach the centennial of President Harding's death on August the 2nd. And no show this Thursday, but on Thursday morning, instead of this show, we will repeat the 2 hours from the fair that we did not get to. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I'm so glad you got your flower pot back. So now your porch can be as beautiful as your landscaping.
Well, yes, and I think it's such a nice thing that whoever did this is not even taking credit for it. But, you know, I just complained and complained and complained for a week about that flower pot, and here it came back with all these beautiful flowers.
The squeaky wheel gets squeezed.
I guess, but, you know, I was shocked. Because when I was talking to the person, I didn't talk to the person whose flower pot it originally was, but I was talking to somebody who knew them last week, And they were saying how, you know, they didn't come get it. So I thought, really, well, somebody must have stolen this thing. And then here, just a couple days later, it returns full of flowers. So, you know, somebody's doing very nice deeds. I don't know why, but I certainly do appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm sure glad you got that back. I have a question. What are they building out on Tobias Road?
You know, I'm not sure. Maybe somebody knows out there. We'll have to see if somebody listening knows. When did the construction start?
Oh, I don't know. It's been quite a while.
You know, I'm not sure what they're building out there. We'll have to check on that and see what we can come up with. What do you make of the Harding dog collars story?
Well, I hope it brings some results. Maybe it will with wider coverage.
Well, do you think it'll be a bigger story with it being the 100th anniversary of his death coming up and maybe only offering a reward for a week, and now we could get the word out that nobody's going to be prosecuted?
Right. Yeah, that should go a long way in helping.
I would think so, and who knows what the reward will be for that 1 week.
Yeah, I just hope that it finally comes back and can be put in the museum.
Well, I would think this would be the time, you know, a week prior to the anniversary. I would think this would definitely be the time.
Yeah, it would be great.
Hey, well, thanks for calling.
It would be great.
Well, I think, we can all echo the sentiments that we would like to see the dog collar returned, and maybe something will happen. Who knows? This is the best I got at this point as we head into a important date regarding President Harding. And the flower pot's back. So, beyond that, I really have no idea. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If anybody would like to add anything to the conversation. I certainly do think tying it in with the 100th anniversary of President Harding's death cannot hurt. And the flower pot, I have no explanation on that at all. All I know now is for the first time in 2 years, I have this flower pot filled with beautiful flowers, oranges and yellows and all kinds of stuff, that's on the porch that... you know, really makes the front of the house look very nice. Because now I've got the garden growing out there, the three types of tomatoes, the celery. I've got the yard landscaped. I've got the yard mowed. I've got this flower pot filled with flowers now. You know, I'm really ready for better homes and gardens now. It's a whole thing. A whole thing. Well, we'll give it a shot. And again, if anybody has any thoughts on this, we certainly would love to hear from them. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What an interesting set of events. You know, and I've been waiting all weekend to come on this morning and tell that story about the return of the flower pot. And then I was also interested to come on and talk about the possible idea with the dog collar, because I think that's fascinating as well. The last ditch attempt to get the dog collar back. Maybe it'll happen. Maybe it won't. Now, I do want to remind everybody again, I will not be on Thursday morning, but we are going to air the episodes that have not been heard from the Marion County Fair from Thursday night with Mary Ellen Withrow and George Kasotis and the Almost Amazing Rex and Dana, the Magicians. That will be on Thursday morning from 8:15 until 10 p.m. so you can hear all that. Now, does anybody know what's going out on Tobias Road, the construction out there? Does anybody know what's going on with that? If you do, give us a buzz when we come back from the break here. In about 15 minutes. Stick with us. Much more to talk about, much more to do on this morning. Stay tuned.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. the legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Is it how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?